This morning, if you would, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. Matthew chapter 9, we'll begin reading in verse number 9, and read down through verse 13. Matthew 9:9 says, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said to them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Our Father, I pray this morning that you would take these words, and Lord, I pray that you would apply them to our heart. May we rejoice in knowing the blessings that we have as a believer. And then, Lord, if there are those here without Christ, I pray, dear God, that they would come to a saving knowledge in faith, believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we understand the Word of God. And Jesus came to call not the righteous, but sinners. And the Apostle Paul said he was the greatest of sinners. And Lord, I'm so glad that you came to die for sinners. Father, bless your word, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We have here the account of Jesus coming and the call of Matthew. We know that Matthew was a tax collector, and he was certainly not a very well-loved man of his day and his time. The tax collectors were people that seemingly many times had turned their back upon the Jewish nation and the Jewish people, and they had taken many bribes and many things to enhance their own ability. Jesus came by him one day and said, "Follow me," and of course Matthew followed. And as they go to the house, they have meat, and the Bible says there came and sat down with him and his disciples many sinners and publicans or tax collectors. They came there because of the words that were spoken by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure all of us have heard this question, whether in jest or maybe in reality. Is there a doctor in the house? I'm sure we've heard that on, I've heard that on cartoons, and I've heard that in jest on different subjects and things on TV and say, is there a doctor in the house? Well, I'm glad here this morning when we read these words, there was a doctor in the house. And he is known as we are understanding the Scripture, he is known as the great physician. He is the one that can heal every disease and heal every sickness and ailment that comes by the way of man. The question that we've heard here and the words that are spoken here as they were accusing the Lord, and they asked the question, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus gives them the answer. He says, they that be whole need not a physician. So here what the Lord Himself recognizes and makes it plain that He is the physician. If they had need, then they had need from Him. And there has never been an accident, there's never been an ailment, there's never been a sickness. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ could not help and even could heal. In our text here, the Lord calls Him a physician, implying here the presence of a disease. And of course we know that disease, and spiritually speaking, is the disease of sin that has come upon all man. This disease is found and it is seated deep within the heart of man. For the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 15 and verse number 19, "For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies." Out of the heart, out of the innermost part of man, here the Lord says, comes out evil thoughts and murders and that list goes on and on. And of course, we know those things to be a sin in the life of an individual. Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 20, the very next verse says, "These are the things that defile a man." So mankind has been defiled by sin. And there's only one way for that sin to be taken care of. And we know the scope of sin is universal. For the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not one person living upon the face of God's earth today, right now, this moment, that is not affected by this thing of sin. There has never been an individual born, and there never will be an individual born into the human race that is not and has not been affected by this thing of sin. For the Scripture declares all have sinned. That is an active word there, one that has sinned in their life. And that sin comes, as we saw there, from the heart of man. For out of that heart proceeds evil thoughts and murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. And so every person, every individual has come under the guise of the wicked one, of the devil, and we are under his control and we are sinners in the sight of God. And by the way, it is not self-contained. Sin influences others, and it is like a disease. It's contagious. For the Scripture says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." Things that might be good within us, evil things out of our heart, will corrupt those good things. And so it is a continual process of wickedness and sin that goes on in the life. And of course, we know the consequences of sin is fatal. The Scripture says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now that's a twofold death there. Sin has brought about death to this body. Every day we're living, we're getting closer to the time of dying. And then, of course, there is that dying spiritually that sin will bring upon those without Jesus Christ. So there is a need of a great physician. There is a need of someone that can help us. And in order for us to cope with this deadly disease, we must have someone that can handle the issue and can handle the problem. Here, these Pharisees, it's always interesting to note that the Pharisees were always in rebellion against the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were the religious crowd of that day, and they said, "Why does Jesus sit down with sinners? Why does He sit down with publicans? Why does He have fellowship with them? If He be the Son of God as He says He is, if He is royalty as He claims to be, if He is God as He claims to be, why does He intermingle and why does He deal with this thing of sinners?" And the reason that He did that, He answers, is because they need a physician. And so therefore He implied that He was the physician. There was a need because they were sinners. There was a need because they were outside of the fold of God, and He was the one that could take care of them. And so we must realize they had to have a physician. And thank God one day I had to have a physician, and I'm glad He was able to take care of my disease. I'm glad He's able to take care of my sin. I'm glad He's able to take care of my life and make me a new creature. For a physician to be active and to be someone that can help us, he must be one that has proper endorsement behind him. He must have sympathy for the sick. Have you ever gone to a doctor that you really felt like he just didn't care whether you were okay or not, and just go in, get out of your way? That's the kind of doctor you don't want. But you need a doctor that has a sincerity or a sympathy for the sick. And you certainly want one that has knowledge of the disease. You certainly need someone that knows what they're dealing with and what they're talking about, and knows a preventative and how to help, and then even to have a remedy. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ possesses all of those qualifications. He is the one that takes care of all the needs that we have. And so when Jesus came by Matthew and called him, and he went into the house, and there other sinners came, and publicans came, and the religious crowd of the Pharisees, they came there, and in their wonderment and their despising the work of God, they said, "Why eateth your master with sinners?" Boy, thank God He sits down with sinners. I'm glad, thank God, He takes care of the needs that sinners and of that day the publicans had. And He said, "Those that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." So we see here There are those that thought they were whole. They thought things were well. But then there are those that knew they were sick and knew there was a need, and Jesus could take care of that need. I want us to notice here this morning some things, this qualifications that I gave you just a moment ago, and sort of expand upon those concerning what Jesus Christ means to us as our great physician. First of all, there must be an endorsement behind His name. There must be some reality, there must be something said that gives you confidence in who He is. Well, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 16, the Scripture says that there came a voice from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Now, that's a pretty good endorsement as to who Jesus Christ was. The voice of heaven came and said, "This is my beloved Son," speaking of Jesus Christ. And He says, "In whom I am well pleased." Look in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 18. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Here we find the endorsement given. This is my Son, and this is His work that He is to preach. He is to proclaim. He is to heal the brokenhearted. He is to preach deliverance to the captives. And thank God this morning, He is the one that handles the needs and the situations of all of our lives here in Grace Baptist Church and every other place in our country and our world. The goodness of His life and the lessons that He taught, the miracles that He worked, and the victory that He had over death testify that He is the divine Son of God and that He is able to take care of every need. He has the endorsement, "This is my Son." And when Jesus arose from the dead, He came forth with power and victory and had an endorsement from heaven. And now He's seated at the right hand of God making intercession for us. I'm glad today, thank the Lord, He is my great physician. He's the one that I can go to, and He's the one that can take care of all my diseases and all my problems, and especially my spiritual needs that I have. And so we find the qualification for the great physician is that He has an endorsement from heaven. And I believe we see that in the words of His Father there as He was baptized and other places in the Scripture. Secondly, to have qualification to be a great physician, there must be a sympathetic attitude. He must have sympathy for the sick. Now, if Jesus did not care, He would not have come. If Jesus had not have cared about this world and the needs of the world, He would not have come. We find that He heard the cry of distress and He came to where it was. He suffered for and with mankind. You can look all the way through the Scriptures in Matthew, Luke, and John, Isaiah, different places in the Word of God. You'll find that He was the suffering Savior because He had sympathy upon those that had great need. As He looked down upon the city of Jerusalem, the Bible says He wept. As He looked upon people as they were scattered as having no shepherd, as a sheep having no shepherd, they were scattered abroad, they had no direction of life. And the Bible says He had compassion on them and He was moved because of that compassion. We find that He suffered for mankind. He suffered with mankind. And there upon the cross of Calvary, thank the Lord, He died for you and I that we might have life through His name. And there, our Savior passing from this life unto eternity, He gave up the ghost. He said, "I commend my spirit unto my Father." And there He did the work of the Son of God, the Savior, the substitute, the sacrifice. Therefore, He had sympathy for me and for you. And He was willing and able and ready to do the work that needed to be done in order that we might have a great physician. He just did not do it on a local level here where we read our text, but He did it for every man upon this earth. They saw Him, they despised Him, they rejected Him. The book of Isaiah tells us He was stricken, smitten of God. Let's turn over to Isaiah 53. Let's just read those words. In Isaiah chapter number 53, we'll get all the words correctly and in order here. says in verse number 3, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid as were our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. There's two times in that verse the Bible says He was despised. But it goes on, verse 4, Surely He hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we're healed. Here we find the healing that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, gives to mankind. By His stripes we're healed. And that is a spiritual healing that is spoken of here in Isaiah 53. It's a healing that has to come from above. You can't work it up. You can't find it nowhere. It has to be offered, be given as a gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Lord had sympathy for us. He knew our need. And He said, those folks that are whole, they don't have need of a physician, but these folks have need. And so He was there where they were. They came to where He was, and He sat down and ate with them, had meat with them, and told them the wonderful things of God. He was sympathetic toward them. You can find all the way through the Gospels, Jesus had sympathy upon those that had great need. The woman of the well, at the well, she had a great need, and Jesus took care of her need. Nicodemus had a great need, and Jesus said, you must be born again. So over and over and over again, the Bible declares to us that Jesus cared about those whom He was with. He had an attitude that was sympathetic toward those that had great need. I'm glad to thank God one day He found me where I was. I'm glad He took care of my need. I'm glad He put me up into His arms, and He brought me into His family and into His fold. And He was sympathetic toward what I had to have. And He took care of that. And He took care of my need. And if you're here this morning, you're saved. He's took care of your need. Now, if you're not a Christian, He can take care of your need. There's no doubt about that, because He sympathizes with you. He knows your need. And therefore, He can handle every problem that comes your way. He suffered for and with mankind. Not only did He have an endorsement from heaven and sympathy toward the sinner, but thirdly, He has knowledge. I don't know of anybody that would want to go to a physician if they didn't know what they were doing. Now, I think I've been to some, but didn't do it on purpose. The physicians need to have knowledge about what is going on and what is need, whether it be a general practitioner or whether it be a specialist. They specialize in certain areas, and they got to have knowledge, and they go to school for years and years and years to receive that knowledge and to have the understanding of that. But Jesus Christ has given to us here that if they are not whole, they need a physician. And so He is saying here that He had knowledge of what they needed. No man has so ever understood us like Jesus Christ. Somebody says, nobody understands me. I'll tell you one that understands you, and His name is Christ. Nobody cares for me. Well, I'm glad I can tell you one does care for you, and His name is Jesus. The old song is written, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. I'm glad, thank God, there's nobody that's ever had any care for us like the Lord Jesus Christ. He has knowledge of our life, has knowledge of our problems. If we are living, if we are breathing, we have problems. If we have life, then we have difficulties. And He is that physician that can diagnose the need and the problem and gives the remedy and can help us. He is that one that knows the ins and the outs. He has never been affected by what has come upon mankind, because He is the Son of God. He is the great physician that we have. And we find that sin never affected Him. The Bible says He was tempted at all points like we, yet without sin. If He'd have been a sinner like Matthew or those publicans and sinners, He couldn't have helped them. He'd have been just like them. He couldn't have helped me because He'd have been just like me. But the Bible declares that we have a sinless sacrifice in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has knowledge of all things that we have need of in our life. He was never affected with or by sin, but He knows all about sin. He knows where it started. By the way, He was there when it started. He knows how it took place, and then He knows how it's going to end and all that's in between. He has knowledge. If you have a question, I'm glad Jesus can answer it. If you have a spiritual problem, I'm glad the Lord can supply the need. Now the problem is sometimes we don't want to take what He gives to us. Sometimes we go to the doctor and he gives us a bottle of medicine. We set it up on the table and we don't take half of it. That doesn't help us a whole lot. But this book that we have this morning, the Bible that's before us, is the prescription given to us that we have not only eternal life, but that we can have joy in our soul and life. And peace and blessings upon us as we walk this walk of mankind. As we go from earth to glory, we can have peace and joy because He has knowledge to help us and to guide us and direct us and to put our paths on a straight way for Him. You see, He knows every crook in the road. He knows every valley. He knows every pothole. He knows every mountain. He knows every curve. He is the one that has knowledge of my need. When you came to know Christ as your personal Savior, He knew what you needed. All of us have the same need, and therefore He knows that, but every one of us have some peculiarities about our needs. We're different people. What might touch me might not bother you. And what would touch your heart and move you might not have anything, might not do a thing for somebody else. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has knowledge enough about you to make sure things work in your life, that you hear the gospel and you come to know Christ. He works all things to His good pleasure and His good will. The great physician. The great physician had to know about spiritual health. He had to know about the moral strength and the religious world in which we live. Social and religious atmosphere today is charged with the germ of corruption. It doesn't take long to figure that out. Everywhere we look is ungodly. Everything we see is corrupted. Everything we do, everything we come in contact with is tainted by this thing of sin. But I'm glad to thank the Lord Jesus Christ. As we said earlier, He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Everything about the Lord Jesus Christ was perfect, pure, and clean, so therefore He one day could pronounce me as a child of God because of His action and His deed for me upon Calvary. Jesus died that we might live. And as a great physician, He came to offer His services to those that might call upon Him. Why do we call? Why do we have the desire to come to Christ? Why do we have a desire to come to someone that we know of as a Savior? Why in our sin would we make our way to the Lord? Because we know He has the remedy. He has the way out. He has the way of helping. He has the understanding and the knowledge to take care of all the needs that are before us. Turn over to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1. Isaiah, chapter number 1. In verse number 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fathers. Plead for the widow. Verse 18. Come now. Let us reason together. Saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Here is the plea from God. The plea from the Lord is, come now. Come, let us reason together. Sit down and think about it and talk about it. Be reasonable about this thing of sin. There are those that say, well, I'm a pretty good fella. I do okay. I'm a pretty good lady. I don't have any problems in life. I'm doing all right. But God says we're all sinners. So He says, come now, let us reason together. Let's see what the Scripture says about this thing and the remedy that He has to offer. So here's the plea. Come, come, let us reason together. Why? Because your sins are scarlet. Your sins are before you and they're bringing you down and one day will destroy you. Then we have here that the promise is given, if they're red like crimson, they can be white as snow. That which is ungodly and that which is sinful can be made righteous and holy and pure through the Lord Jesus Christ. They shall be as wool. But then there's a problem here. But if you refuse. Now the Scripture says if you're willing and obedient, then you'll be all right. That's to those of us that believe. If we accept the remedy, they accept the prognosis and the diagnosis of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we shall live and we'll live eternally throughout all the endless ages. But if ye refuse and rebel, when a person is given the opportunity to hear the gospel and they hear the message of salvation, God works in their heart and they realize they're lost, they realize they're undone, they need Jesus Christ, and they refuse. They turn their back. They rebel against God. Then the Bible says here, thou shalt be devoured with a sword. One of these days they're going to stand before God and they'll be lost forever and forever. But aren't you glad this morning? The remedy is proven by the countless numbers of people that have been healed. Groups of us sitting in places like this around our country today are a proof that Jesus has the remedy. That Jesus as the great physician has the cure. Faith in the physician is necessary for healing. The sinner's disease is most deadly, and if left to itself will deteriorate and decay the individual, and he'll die without God and he'll go to a devil's hell. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 15, today if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hear His voice. Don't rebel against God. Don't harden your heart. Because if we will hear His voice and let our hearts be molded and made and broken by the Lord Jesus Christ, the remedy can be applied. What is the remedy? Why, it's the belief and the trust of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that died on Calvary, suffering our sin and our hell, going in our place, taking our place on Calvary, dying for us. The remedy is that we can be saved. Is there no balm in Gilead? Oh, yes. There is healing. The Scripture talks about healing in His wings. There is a spiritual healing that comes to every individual that will come unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad the Bible says He will in no wise cast out. Any person that's ever come to the Lord with the right attitude, the right heart, and the right understanding of the gospel and their need, when they come to the Lord, you know what? The physician will take care of their need. The physician will heal them. The physician will take care of them. And those that say, well, I don't need that. He said, well, those that are whole. As He looked at these Pharisees, and when He heard what they say, He pointed to them, they that be whole need not a physician. Really what He was saying to them, I guess you don't need Me. But they did need Him. And those sinners and those publicans, as they came and they fellowshipped and they set at meat with Jesus Christ, and He opened to them the wonderful words of life. Some of those became His disciples. Some of those later scattered around this world and preached the gospel. And we are a direct result of the great physician. I ask you this morning, has your sin been diagnosed? Has your disease been prognosed and diagnosed by the great physician? Has He taken care of you? I dare say most of us in here this morning, maybe if not all of us, have made our trip one day to the great physician. And He came to where we were and He gave us life eternal. He saved us. He gave to us everything we needed. We got there to Him. Didn't even have to tell Him all the things we needed. He already knew it. See, when the prodigal came back to his father there in Luke, he said, I don't even deserve to be your son. He had all these things figured out, what he was going to say. And the father stopped him. And he said, you put on him the robe of sonship and the ring of sonship. Put shoes on his feet. This my son was dead, now he is alive. May God help us to realize Jesus done it all. He has completed the transaction. All we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is accept and call upon Him, trusting Him. Because He has the endorsement. This is my beloved Son. God spoke and the Spirit of God came down the form of dove. This is my beloved Son. And in one place He said, hear ye Him. In whom I'm well pleased. And we know that He's sympathetic toward us because He came and died for us. He has all knowledge that's needed and He gives us spiritual health, and thank God He has the remedy. He can heal every sin. Somebody says, I've sinned so much, Jesus can't save me. Well, you're the one He came for. You're the reason. Well, I've done so many things, I've been so low down. God doesn't deal with what we've done, God deals with what we are. And we are all sinners. It just manifests itself in different ways. Who will experience the worst death in eternity? Will it be the sinner that has done terribly, ungodly, hideous things, or will it be a sinner that just dies without God? You see, God doesn't differentiate in our sins, but we are sinners, and it all comes out in our actions. Sometimes we almost act like our actions make us sinners. But no. We being a sinner makes our actions what they are. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He that is whole need not a physician. And Jesus, looking over that crowd, He said, but these folks, they do. These publicans, these sinners, they came. They need physician. They need a work of God in their heart. They need the salvation that is given to them. May God help us this morning to tell the world they need a physician. They need a doctor that will handle the cure. Is there a doctor in the house? Oh yeah. His name's Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Is there a problem He cannot handle? Not a one. Is there a sinner too far down the way? No. The Bible says His hand is not shortened that He cannot reach. His ear is not deafened that He cannot hear. He knows exactly where we are. If you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ, He says, come to my office. Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Let's stand together this morning.